Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, ladies, it's Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In this episode, we're going to talk about what sexy means and how we're going to redefine it a little bit. So let's start with the typical definition of sexy. What do you think of when you think of sexy? Probably some woman in a, you know, bikini on the beach, just really like working her stuff. You know, but what is it beyond her appearance, beyond what we think is you know, a perfect body or a perfect face, or, you know, whatever that external thing? What is it beyond that that makes someone sexy? Because while the definition of sexy might be, you know, a pleasing, attractive appearance, that has nothing to do with the inside. And I don't know about you, but most men that I have come in contact with, of course, I don't know, they're pretty quality men, especially my husband. This is the only one that really matters to me. they all see a sexy woman as someone who is confident, someone who is sure of herself, someone who it's in the way that you talk and the way that you carry yourself, the way you express yourself. Now let's talk about what sexy isn't. Sexy is not defined by your body type, your weight, your bra size, or the clothes you're wearing. Honestly, it's that real, genuine smile that you have. It's that confidence and that self-love that just radiates from within. It has nowhere else to go but out. And it's that unique aura of life, passion, and just pure excitement. It's just you being excited about your life because your life is freaking sexy. And overall, sexy is when you love, absolutely love, being in your own skin. We have goals, yes, okay, we want to improve our physical appearance, especially if we're starting at a point where we're really not healthy, and we know that the healthier we get, the more our external appearance is going to change and look healthier to match what's happening on the inside. And by the inside, I mean physically inside our bodies and also physically inside who we are in our minds, in our emotions, in our very soul and being. You see, sexy is more than a state of appearance. It is a state of mind. And to get into that sexy state of mind, there is so much we have to just get to the bottom of, so much we have to sift through to really find that confident woman, that woman inside of us who loves being in this skin, not in that lady's skin, not in that supermodel skin, not in your best friend's skin, in your own skin. Because this is it. This is what you've got. The skin that you're in is beautiful and it's amazing and it is sexy. And I want you to realize that and understand that right now, whether you are 200 pounds overweight or you're at your ideal jean size, it really does not matter if you're not happy with the skin that you're in. That's what it comes down to. And that's what this sexy mama movement is really all about. It's about helping moms feel sexy in their own skin. Because, you know, when you think about it, our bodies have done such incredible things. I mean, we have grown a human and then birthed that human. And then a lot of us have, you know, nourished that human with our bodies. Like it's incredible that we have the privilege of doing that. Embrace your stretch marks and all of your, you know, your battle scars from childbirth and pregnancy. That is sexy. That is you. That's why that is sexy, because it is you. Because the truth is, if you don't love yourself right now, whenever you do reach that goal weight or that goal jean size or whatever it is, your the ideal body composition that you're working towards, you are no more likely to love your body then and to feel sexy then, because that is not the answer. Reaching that goal is more of a byproduct of everything that you have to go through mentally and emotionally and physically to get to your goal. And then add on top of that, everything that we have to do, all of our responsibilities as moms. So the sexy state of mind and the sexy life and the big real definition of what it is to be sexy That is what we will be diving into in this podcast every single episode. So thanks for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.